May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Jesus the King, who has entered to save us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, grant us all the Holy Spirit. Grant our confirmands this day the Holy Spirit, that we ever hear your word gladly, that we believe your word, that we obey your word. Grant us now all the Holy Spirit this holy day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let it all out. Go ahead, let it all out. Sometimes we say that to a person who has bottled up something inside for a long time. We tell them, go ahead, let it all out. Today is Palm Sunday, Confirmation Sunday. We begin the greatest week in the church here, the greatest week, Holy Week, the week of salvation. And indeed, it's time for the church to let it all out. It's time to shout. We've been coming through the season of Lent. This now, the sixth Sunday of Lent, coming to an end here. And in Lent that we've been celebrating, we're a bit constrained, aren't we? Our worship is subdued. Our worship is constrained, restrained. We cut off parts of the liturgy. We don't sing alleluias. We're pondering the suffering and death of Christ. We're in a mood of humility, of repentance. We're constrained, humble. But today, Palm Sunday, Confirmation Sunday for these 10 confirmands. Yes, as we enter Holy Week, it's time to let it all out. Don't hold it inside any longer. Let it all out. It's time to shout. And there are three great shouts on Palm Sunday and through Holy Week. A week to shout. No quietness about this week. It's a week to shout. Three great shouts today and through this week. First of all, obviously, there is the shout of praise. We can't praise our Lord enough for what He's done. His death, His resurrection, entering Jerusalem today on a donkey. We can't praise Him enough for salvation. It's a day to shout adoration, thanksgiving. Zechariah tells us that. Our first reading, Zechariah 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Don't hold it inside any longer. It's a day to shout. Praise to God. The Palm Sunday crowd is really a good example for us of worship. This whole story is a good example of worship. Jesus enters humbly on a donkey. He's the center of everything, as He should be. It's all about Jesus, not about us. He enters worship with His word, a humble way. Bread and wine we're going to have. Very, very humble means, as He was on the donkey that day. And how does the crowd respond? The crowd doesn't just sit and watch. The crowd doesn't mumble a few words about Jesus and move on. The crowd doesn't have something better to do that day. The crowd, all of them, shouts in praise. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. They can't shout enough. They got to let it all out. This is Jesus, their King, who's entered Jerusalem. And I think a lesson of the Holy Spirit here is this. If the Palm Sunday crowd praises God so loudly, waving the palm branches, laying their coats before Him, if they do that on Palm Sunday, how much more the church 2,000 years later? First Lutheran Church. For we know the end of the story. The Palm Sunday crowd didn't really know the end of the story. They didn't know about Good Friday. They didn't know about Easter coming up next Sunday. They didn't know the incredible, marvelous, wonderful, amazing thing that Jesus does. They didn't know that, and yet they still praise Him so loudly. We know the end of the story. We know He died. We know He rose. We know He saved the world from sin, death, and hell. How can we sit and watch? How can we have something better to do in our lives other than to worship this King Jesus? A great lesson of the Holy Spirit. Holy Week, I would compare to like a roller coaster. I know the kids probably like roller coasters, am I right? They like a good roller coaster. You go up, and you go back down. And you go up, down, and around. And all along, what do you do on a roller coaster? You scream. You shout. You're excited. And you are that way because you know there's ups and downs and twists and turns. But also, you know it'll come to an end. you know that you will get back to home base safely. And you can even see the end. You're going to make it. It's going to be okay. And so you're excited, the ups and downs, whatever it is. You make it home safely. And that's kind of the way we are with Holy Week. This is a roller coaster this week. There's ups and downs. Come to all the worship, folks. Don't just come next Sunday and skip Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil. You got to go through that low. There's the up today, Palm Sunday. Hosanna, we're up. Then there's the down of Monday, Thursday, Good Friday. He dies. We walk out in darkness and in silence. Then we're back up at Easter. There's twists and turns. We're on an emotional roller coaster. Oh, wow, it's incredible. And yet, we shout praise through all of it. We shout praise through all the whole week in our entire lives because we know we're all going to make it home safely. We know the end result is that Jesus goes home in his ascension, and we're following. We're going to be home with him because he died and rose for our salvation. We know the end. Secondly, besides a shout of praise today, this week there is the shout of pain. There's great pain this week if we let Holy Week really do its job, let the Holy Spirit do his job in our hearts. There's great pain right here. And may we all feel great pain right here through this week and really throughout our lives, of course, as Christians. There's great pain in here. Shout of pain. We are to shout in pain this week and in our Christian lives. And let me be clear on what the pain is. The pain is not feeling sorry for poor Jesus. This week we don't feel sorry for Jesus. Oh, poor Jesus. He was crucified. He was whipped. The crown of thorns. Oh, my poor Jesus. Jesus does not want our sympathy. He said to the women who were crying for him, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves and your kids. Don't weep for me. Jesus was doing what he came to do, to die and to save the world. It's his time of glory. It's his time of glory. Don't cry for him. He's doing what he came to do. We don't cry in sympathy for Jesus. None of that. But we cry. We have great pain because of our sins that caused it. And may the Holy Spirit prick our hearts this week of our selfishness, our greed, our lust, our coveting, our stealing, our lying, our sin that led to his death. We don't blame it on the Jews and Romans come this Good Friday. Oh, they're the bad guys. We're all the bad guys. Holy Week shows us how fickle we are. Today we praise the Lord. The Palm Sunday crowd, they praise him, Hosanna. But on Good Friday, they crucify him. A divided heart. We all have it. Holy Week shows us the fickleness of mankind and the forgiveness of God. How evil we are this week, but how good God is to save us. Palm Sunday, he rides in on a donkey. Good Friday, he's ridden out as a criminal. Palm Sunday, they shout, Hosanna, Hosanna. Good Friday, crucify him, crucify him. Palm Sunday, we wave palm branches. Good Friday, you wave a fist in his face. Palm Sunday, you bow to him. Good Friday, we beat him. Palm Sunday, we lay coats before him. Good Friday, we lay a crown of thorns on his head and kill him. And we're all guilty. And so we have great pain. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess my sins unto thee. That's the shout of pain, and we confess. I'm reminded of a true story, actually, of a couple that was going to get married. And the man, a couple days before they were going to get married, he had cold feet. He didn't want to get married. And he told his friends, look, I don't really want to marry this girl. I'm having second thoughts. I don't think I want to marry her. And his friend said to him, look, pal, I mean, you got her a ring, you got the tuxedos ordered, she has her dress, you got the reception, all the food's being prepared, you got the church prepared. I mean, you have an announcement in the paper that you're married. Come on! You know what the guy said? The guy said, well, then, I guess I'll go ahead and marry her. I guess I'll go ahead and marry her? There's a lucky bride, huh? Is that you and I sometimes in our Christian walk? I guess I'll go ahead and be confirmed, although maybe I don't really want to. I guess I'll go ahead and go to church, although I really would rather have something else to do today. I guess I'll worship, but I'd rather do something else. May we confess our divided hearts, our fickle hearts. We want them, but we don't want them, just like they did back then. And so we shout in pain, a broken, contrite heart, God have mercy on me. I'm a poor, miserable sinner. We confess. There's the shout of praise, the shout of pain, of penitence, we might call it. But the loudest shout of Palm Sunday and Holy Week, the loudest shout by far, is God's shout of peace. In Zechariah, it says that Jesus will speak peace to the nations. Peace! Pardon! This is God's shout. That's what Holy Week is all about. God shouting, God proclaiming, God announcing, God trying to get it into our minds and our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You're forgiven. I'm at peace with you. I do not count your sins against you. You're redeemed. You're saved. My blood covers all your sins. God is shouting from heaven and all the angels, peace. The angels proclaimed it at Christmas, peace on earth. But now at Good Friday and Easter, God does it himself. God hangs on a cross and says, your sins are forgiven. God hangs on a cross and says, it is finished. I'm at peace with you. You're forgiven people. I do not count your sins against you. And on Easter evening, Jesus himself, the risen one, says to his disciples, look, peace be with you. His first words at Easter, peace be with you. This week we have 6 more services. And come to worship. Worship your King, people. Monday, Thursday, 2 Good Friday, Holy Saturday, 2 on Sunday, next Sunday, Easter. And we're going to have lots of sermons and hymns and prayers and readings. Come to all of it. Take it all in. Soak it all in. May the Holy Spirit work on us. But I'll summarize everything right now. In summary, through all this, God is declaring from heaven. God is declaring from a cross, I love you. You're forgiven. Peace. You know, our great leaders of this world gathered where? In England this week, and now wherever they're at in Europe for the G20 summit, and now some NATO summit, and our president is there, and what are they doing there besides getting their pictures taken a lot and having the camera on them smiling so they look good to all of us? Well, I suppose they are there to fix the world, aren't they? They're discussing how to fix the economies of the world, especially the American economy, and how to fix the wars, and how to fix the world, make it a better world. We don't need that. Politicians we need, but we know that's not going to fix the world, is what I mean. We already have one man who fixed the world. One man did it. He's the God-man, Jesus Christ. And when he entered Jerusalem, died and rose again, he fixed the world. He fixed our hearts with the forgiveness of sins. He saved us all. God's at peace with us. And that is the loudest shout of this week. So, confirmation students, to sum it all up for you, a last word to you before you're confirmed here. Have a lot more to say in youth and the following years, but my last word is confirmation students. Learn to shout. The Christian life is largely a life of shouting. You shout praise to Jesus. Praise him, worship him. If you ever don't feel like praising him, just look at a cross and be compelled to worship him. Shout in pain over your sins. Don't excuse them, blame them on others. Confess them and say, Lord, have mercy, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. God will hear you and God will forgive. But above all, come and listen to God declaring to you, shouting to your mind and heart, I love you, you're forgiven. I'm at peace with you no matter what happens in your life, good, bad, in between. You're my child. I will ever be with you. Hear Jesus when you first take communion say, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Hear those words and believe them for the forgiveness of all your sins. First Lutheran, it's a day, a week to let it all out. It's time to shout. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.